There have always been debates and public appealing polls on would you favor Britain becoming a republic or remaining a monarchy. In almost all polls, support for becoming a republic remains no higher than 20%, while the overwhelmingly majority of around 70% support the continuation of the monarchy. To answer the question, it's necessary to know the differences between constitutional monarchy and republics as two different models of state. 那其实要回答这个问题，我们有必要先要了解君主立宪制和共和制，它们作为两种不同的国家模式的区别。The most remarkable difference between the two is the way the head of state is elected.
其实两者最显著的区别在于国家元首的选举方式。
Monarchs inherit the position, although symbolically it should be validated by parliament.
君主继承他的地位，虽然象征性的应该要得到议会的认可。
While in republics, presidents are elected directly or indirectly by the people.
而在共和国制度里面，总统是由人民直接或间接选举产生的。
It has implications in terms of stability, governability, accountability, and representation of the political system.
这在政治制度的稳定性和管理性、问责制以及代表性等方面呢，是具有影响的。君主立宪制呢，是有它自己的优点。
There are advantages of a constitutional monarchy. In the first place, if somebody is born to be a monarch, he or she can be well prepared for the role and receive decent education.
首先呢，如果一个人生来就是君主的话，他就可以为这个角色做好充分的准备，接受良好的教育。
And what's more, because the monarch knows quite well that his or her appointment lasts for a longer period of time than that of the elect short-term politician, he or she cares more about the long-term goals, so that his or her children can inherit the throne.
而更重要的是，由于君主他非常清楚自己的任命，比当选的短期政治家的任期呢更长。所以他会更关心 long-term goals, 就是长期目标，以便使得他自己的子女呢能够继续继承王位。
It gives the country more stability and is more helpful for the coherence of the policy in comparison with republics, where the head of state changes every few years.
那么与国家元首每隔几年就换一次的这种共和制相比较的话，君主立宪制呢，使得国家更加稳定，更有助于政策的一以贯之、一致性。
There are some other advantages.
当然还有一些其他的好处。
In monarchy, the head of state is not a politician tied to any particular party or attached to any tycoons for financial support for the election campaign.
在君主立宪制当中，国家元首他不是那种与任何政党有联系的，或者与任何大亨有联系的政治家，以获得对竞争活动的财政支持。这一点呢，国家元首是不需要的。
Thus, neutrality, impartiality, and balance when in power can be ensured.
这样的话，就可以确保执政时他的中立、公正以及平衡。
But on the other hand, monarch inherits the position, and it is lacking in democracy.
不过另一方面，由于君主是继承的这一地位，是缺乏民主的。
The citizen knows little about a well-being monarch.
而公民呢，对于未来的君主知之甚少。
He or she may be incompetent or undutiful.
那么这样的君主呢，有可能会不称职，或者是做事呢，不够谨慎，没有什么担当。
Born with a silver spoon in his or her mouth, his or her life is likely to be extravagant, especially if people are accustomed to being permissive to royal families.
像这样的含着金汤匙出生的人，特别是当人们习惯于对皇室放纵的时候，这样的君主的生活有可能是奢侈的。
It is quite possible to give rise to abuse of their social status.
并且呢，这样的话，君主的社会地位有可能被滥用。
The pros and cons of constitutional monarchy and republics can always put people in a dilemma. So there are some others who argue that people support the monarchy just because they are too conservative to have a change, or they just like the monarch.
那君主立宪制和共和制的利弊总是让人们左右为难，所以也有一些人认为，人们支持君主制，仅仅是因为他们太保守，不想改变，或者他们就喜欢君主制。
As a monarch, Elizabeth has made many royal records. She has reigned longer, visited more places, and met more people than any other monarchs.
那么，伊丽莎白作为君主呢，她也是一位有着许多皇室记录的君主。比如说，她的在位时间更长，造访的地方更多，结识的人也比其他任何君主都多。
In this sense, the Queen herself symbolizes stability, security, peace, and sustainability, which is responsible for her popularity.
那从这个意义上来说，女王本人她就象征着稳定、安全、和平以及可持续性，这也是她广受欢迎的原因。
So, if you were a citizen of the UK, would you choose to be a monarchist or a republican?
那如果你是一位英国公民的话，你会选择成为君主主义者呢，还是共和党人呢？